Park City High School principal Bob O'Connor says the track surface was scheduled to be redone this summer, but there have been delays in getting the materials to refinish it.
The existing track has been scraped off, and so there's just a concrete blacktop pad there for the track surface to go on. There's a couple of different levels of quality you can put on a track, and the district's trying to put the nicest level of track to enhance that facility, the nicest that we can afford to put down. And that quality material is scheduled out.
The work was scheduled by the district office, and he says there may be some penalties involved for the delay, but regardless, he says, a number of fall sports will be impacted.
It's not just football, but possibly soccer, holding a contest in there, cross country. I know they're not continually running on the track, but they do use it for interval work during the season, the early part of the season. And I'm not sure what the lacrosse schedule is, but any home games there could be impacted as well.
He says they're currently looking at options so the games can be played without having to give up any home advantage.
I know we have enough barricade to cover part of the track, but we might rent some and just try to host some games and keep the track barricaded, which would mean home fans would have to come in behind the church and visitors would come in the main gate.
If necessary, he says, they'll build a temporary structure to get players over the track and onto the playing field while the track material sets.
Because that resin compound that put down on the track needs time to cure. I think it's a two-week period.
He says he's not sure what the original timeline was.
The window for building tracks in the mountain area is about 3 months long, and the demand is so high we just can't get a product here to put down on the track.
O'Connor expects to have the new track surface ready for play by September 12th. Some of the options they're considering include playing the football games at City Park, like the Miners used to pre-Dozier Field days. He says the games may also be able to be played at the North 40 fields if they can bring in some temporary grandstands. The girls' soccer games can be played at Quinns Junction or the North 40 field. The first game of the season is scheduled for late August. Meanwhile, the school district is looking for a new athletics director after Doug Payne retired at the end of the school year.
It is. The athletic director position is currently posted. We have several candidates, highly qualified candidates, a couple that are working within the building, and then a couple from down in the valley, and a few more from out of state.
The job is posted as a part-time position with the opportunity for the successful candidate to teach a class or two to make it a full-time job. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.